We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Taf, Taf, Kuf, Nun, Chet, Adem, Hey, 5. You can watch our lesson at Kabda TV and send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, page Taf, Taf, Kuf, Nun, Chet, Adem, 5. Adem, Hey. There's another Bechina which we should discern in those sparks, which is the main topic of the measure of Aviut in the degree which was cancelled or shattered. Because during the purification of the Masach and its ascent above during the shattering, only the Bechina of the Masach purified from the Aviut which was included in him. However, the Aviut itself was not lost. Rather, it remained as part of the coarse light of the Reshimo. Because, therefore, afterward, when the Masach with the Reshimot are included in the Zivug of the Rosh of the Upper One, where the Reshimot receive from there the Bechina of Masach of the Upper One, immediately there rise above them the Bechina of Aviut, which stays in the coarse light of the Reshimot. And that Aviut is renewed with the correction of the Masach, and then the Reshimot and the Masach can perform the Zivug with the upper light in their own place after they come out from the incorporation of the upper one, as written in the previous parts about the Potsufim of Ak. However, there wasn't a great distance between the coarse light of the Reshimo to the pure light of the Reshimo, because both remained inside the Kli together. But here, in the shattering of the Kelim, a great distance was made between them, because the pure light remained in Atzilut, and the coarse light, which are the sparks, descended to Bia. But yet, also here, while the Reshimot rise and are included in the Upper One and his Zivug, and they receive there a correction of the Masach by the incorporation in the Masach of the Upper One, they rise the Aviut from their sparks in Bia, and the Aviut is corrected in the Masach of the Upper One until they are worthy of Zivug de Aka'ah with the upper line by their own accord. And then they descend to their own place in Atzilut and perform a Zivug them by themselves, as was explained in the Partzufim of Ak. Therefore, all Bechina of Gadlut of the Partzuf is embedded in the Nitzutzin, in the sparks which descended with the Kelim to Bia. For you already know that the entire Gadlut, that every Gadlut of the degree, depends and is measured on the measure of the Aviut of the Masach.
It's clear, yeah? If Nitzutz indicates to us the greatness of the Masach, then it's everything. Because the desire to receive is in abundance, is ready to awaken and support everything. The light is in total rest also. It's only the screen is the problem. So if the Aviut coarseness of the Masach determined by the Nitzotz itself, yeah, what type it is, then obviously we only depend on the Nitzotzim, because the two elements of creation, the light and the desire, are in great abundance. Yes.
He mentioned here incorporation in the Masach of the Upper One, incorporation with the Masach of the Upper One. How do you include, incorporate with the Masach of the Upper One?
Masach called desire to receive, Upper One is Upper One. When I reach a state that I'm willing to nullify before the Upper One, to the extent that he is in bestowal, I'm willing to accompany him and perform actions in his shadow as well of bestowal like him, it is considered that I'm included, integrated. Say, as a student, become work with a professional, then he is included with him. He studies from him and does the same. This includes that he's included as apprentice. He's included in his masach. Why his masach? Because to the extent that this master know how to do good, unique things, the apprentice, the student, disconnect his own intellect, his own mind, and does everything precisely as his master does. He doesn't criticize everything. Why yes, why no, why you do this way, why you do that way. Rather, he does it exactly as he does. And from your actions, we know you. And from him doing, then he begin to understand why he is doing so. This is called to integrate in the Masach of the Elyon. Most certainly, one does it against his own desire and against his own will and desire to criticize and want to perform show himself. So he needs to fight against his own nature, the student, that is. However, then, it will be considered that he is included in the Masach of the Elyon. To learn the actions of bestowal from the Elyon, from the Upper One. This is what it means.
Adam 6. Now you will understand that the whole matter of the greatness of the degree in the Partsufim of Atzilut depends and is measured in the amount of the nitzotzim which are scrutinized and rise from Bia, because in them the afiut of the masach of the degree is corrected with them. And when sparks of avyut of Bechina Aleph rise, after the correction of the Masach, there is only the degree of Zer Anpin. And when Nitzotzin in the measure of avyut of the second Bechina rise, after the correction of the Masach in them, they elicit the degree of Bina, and similarly onward. Therefore, the entire measure of the degree in the Partsufim of Atzilut depends on the measure of sparks which rise and are scrutinized from Bia.
For that, the Tachton, the low one, need to be ready to raise his Nitzotzin from Bia to Atzilut, meaning when can one integrate with the actions of bestowal of the Upper One? When you want to perform actions of bestowal. Next.
And yet you will understand the meaning of the Ipur, because although those three Bechinot, meaning the Reshimo, which stays in Atzilut, which is the Bechina of the pure light of it, and the Reshimo, which descended with the Kelim to Bia, meaning the Bechina of the coarse light of it, and the Kelim themselves of the degree, whereby the power of the Galgalta and I am of the low one, in all these three Bechinot, which are cleaved to the Achap of the upper one, in all three Bechinot of Achap, they are drawn and rise to Atzilut with those Achap. But yet, they are unworthy to perform a zivug with the upper light before they will receive their correction. Because when they come out from the klipot inside Bia, they are still mixed with the lower hay, meaning in the Bechina of Avyut of the fourth Bechina. The Bechina of her Masach is not there in Atzilut anymore. As you know, that even the Bechina of Keter of Atzilut, it has only the fourth Bechina of Itlapshut, and not at all from Bechina Daled of Aviyut. And you also know that this Aviyut of the above Lor Hei mixed with each and every Sefira of the seven primordial Melachim, which was the reason for the shattering. And therefore, the first correction that needs to be corrected is separating the Aviyut of the Lor Hei from those sparks, meaning from the Bechina of the Aviyut, coarseness of the Lor Hei, where the Masach is not there anymore. From the time of the purification of Guf of Partsuf, the Keter Deak.
Meaning this is the first correction that we must limit ourselves in Daled of Aviyut, when we can never use it in each and every degree, because the upper light doesn't reach it to correct it, and we cannot do zivug dehakar for it. And these are only words like that, saying that in the three degrees of avyut we are capable. We can use all the degrees of avyut, however, only in the integration of malchut with bina, being from below upwards. So, in other words, it is called that we are not participating in Bechinat Dalet, rather in the previous three Bechinot. The previous three Bechinot are just like that. They aren't Aviyu, they aren't Malchut, they aren't Matter, they aren't Desire to Receive. It is qualities of bestowal, yes? First nine. Rather, this is how we are expressing it, we are saying it. So do not be confused, rather. We never are using the avyu, the coarseness, which is drawn from above down, rather only the one from below upwards. Hence, he's talking extensively here about the integration of the lower one with the upper one. Well, there are many things about this integration. All our work, or the study, or all our dissemination, it's all integration and integration outside of the self. Just as we're speaking now, that we need to integrate and exit ourselves and integrate in the circle, in our 10. Accordingly, we need to continue later on to integrate in the system, and every time with the integrating outside of ourselves more and more and more. This is called faith above reason. Okay. What?
What does it mean that the lower one performs an act of bestowal?
By even integrating with the upper one, what is he doing? Is in his intention in order to bestow. The lower one is used in a desire to receive. If he intend to do actions that are all above the desire to receive, called actions of bestowal. Actions that are above, outside of him, outside of his body. This is called actions of bestowal. Yes.
And what is this addition outside of his goof that needs to be added? What turns the act to an act of bestowal?
Outside the calculation for myself. Is that clear? Well, this is called outside of his body. Yes.
What does it mean to learn from the upper one acts of bestowal?
I give example, just as I come to a shoemaker and look how he's working, and I'm following him and doing precisely what he's doing. Study need to be specifically in such manner. It is the studying of the monkeys, of copying. Why? Because from your actions, we know you. If you come to the Elyon, to the upper one, you have no intellect resembling the upper one. So how can you study? Only following his, copying his actions, and from his actions that you are doing yourself, in you would be formed the feel and the understanding. However, should you start, as you're coming to him, looking at his deeds and start examining it according to your intellect, his deeds, that's already flawed. By that, you won't gain anything. On the contrary, you'll criticize him because your intellect is in a different degree to his. You don't understand his actions. You criticize it according to your action and saying that he doesn't know anything, doesn't understand, I'll do it better, etc., this way, that way, and leave.
Meaning the same actions of bestowal that I see in the upper one, I try to copy them?
Yes, only in practice. So you're using his mind, and by that you're acquiring his mind. You are never developing your mind. There's no such thing. The mind is an acquisition. One acquires it from the upper one only by the degree of adhesion. You hear? You want to be wise?
Yeah.
Okay, read.
We're in line Kadmain, second column. And therefore the first correction which needs to be corrected is separating the Aviyut of the Lord Hay from these sparks. Meaning from the Bechina of the Aviyut, the coarseness of the Lord Hay, or the Masach, does not apply to her anymore from the time of the purification of the Guf of the Parzuf of Keter De'ak. When the last Bechina disappeared from the Masach and did not return and was renewed also in the Parzufim of Nikudim, as written there, and besides for that great mentioned correction, another very important correction is required, which is to associate the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, which is the meaning of the ascent of the lower hay to the Enaim, where the two hayins, the first hay and the bottom hay, connect together as known. And other for this association, the matter of reward of punishment would have not been revealed in the world, and also the matter of revealing his names, which the entire creation revolves around, there wouldn't have been any room to be revealed. And therefore, before the sparks receive those two corrections, they are unworthy yet for any zivug at all. And these corrections are received as ibur.
Meaning the integration, inclusion of chassadim with chokhmah or actions of bestowal, reception and bestowal, ones depicting the form of bestowal. This is called the form of the upper one. We are thinking that in our world, the world of bodies, that also as if there is such a thing in spirituality. In spirituality, there's only one thing. I'm doing like that outwardly to bestow. This is called spiritual action. And it is a spiritual image, what I depicted, and it exists. Beside that, nothing. Only what emerges as the ruach of bestowal, alone, like wind of bestowal. And this is what exists in the upper world.
What's the difference between a nitzot spark and the av reshimo, the coarse reshimo?
Nitzot is reshimo. However, there are orot nitzotzim and kelim, lights, sparks, and vessels. Whereby here, because there was the breaking, the shattering, and there's no connection between Rashimov of Itlabshut, clothing, and Rashimov of Aviyut, of coarseness. Rather, the screen that connects among them broke, so instead of the connection, there is an additional element being the spark. And that spark is important to us. That spark indicates to what extent I can connect the Creator and the creature. Light, that is in Atzilut, with the desire that is in Biyad Detuma. But how can I connect them? By the spark that turns into a screen. This is actually my whole work. By connecting those two things together, I understand them, and from them I begin to understand the mind of the Creator. The creating mind.
You explained by connecting the Reshimot with the Kli, by the spark, then this is how I can reveal, right?
Yes.
So that spark, what does it mean to connect the sparks?
Not sparks. I'm connecting the Orot, the lights, with the vessels, with the Kelim, by the Nitzotzim.
Our work is not to connect our sparks.
What work? In the group, you mean?
Yeah.
That's something else. My spark, my nitzotz, because I cannot realize it due to its subtleness and its weakness, fineness, I need to increase it. I need it to be truly in order to bestow. How do I give it style, a character, characteristics of bestow? How? By me beginning to work in the 10. Then already in the work in the 10, what I acquire from it by self-annulment towards them, by bestowing importance and joy towards them, meaning I'm bestowing, humiliating and bestowing. By that, or nullifying and bestowing, by that I receive the force of bestowal from them. That general force of bestowal, the light that reform, affect my individual particular Shimo and enable me to start connecting the lights and the vessels in bestowal back to the same group, the same circle, thus reaching the corrections. And the entire world begin to clarify within that 10. As if everything begin to accumulate and integrate there.
I still don't quite understand the connection of the sparks.
It's a masach, screen. Do you understand what it is?
Theoretically.
So what do you want me to do? To draw it to you?
No. I already have the diagram.
So what?
The spark is actually the same yearning towards bringing contentment upon the Creator, right?
Yes. In order to receive.
For the time being.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is to connect all those yearnings to be able to perform a change and make it in order to bestow.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that spark which changes its intention? Why does this intention change by connecting, by uniting?
The light affects, the light that reforms.
The light is inside the group, right?
Yes, in the internality of the connection between us, which for the time being is concealed. The moment I want to discover the connection between us, then I'm coming closer to the light. Or you could put it the other way around, that the light shines upon me. Well, pass it on to Chaim.
Why, by subjugating, I awaken the light that reforms? Why subjugating myself to the 10?
Because subjugating is the action whereby you subjugate the desire to receive. Then, for that reason, therefore you are... By subjugating the desire to receive, you are receiving instead of it the quality of bestowal, because you're working in front of the ego, against the ego.
But I can't really subjugate myself. I'm trying to.
All right, according to the exertion, so is there a reward.
So I don't understand, when do I draw the light that reforms it? Because practically it is he who changes everything.
Constantly, to the extent we subjugate ourselves towards the friends or raise the importance of the goal to them, every time it attracts the light that reforms. Every time. The more I exert, the more I do.
But let's say, in time, the will to receive already blurs those actions of subjugation, and they're not real anymore, because the cunningness of the will to receive increases.
Maybe it intensifies, not fade off. Depends over time. Depends what group I'm in, what consistency. Why are you saying it's a law? The desire to receive wants to make it shady and blurry, okay, but it's not necessarily how it should be.
But in the tens or other places, the actions are few. There aren't too many actions. These are the same actions of subjugation.
So what?
So in time, the will to receive blurs it and depicts such pictures as if you're doing which you're not.
I think to the contrary, every time you have new discernments, every time further inner discernments. On the contrary, if I'm not a professional, then I need to see big things, then that attract me or they get my attention. If I'm a professional with experience, then I enter every particular aspect and it gives me plenty of excitements and sermons. This is how it is. Bring a plain person, simple person to a museum. All right, a few colors here. Bring someone who understands about it. He might stand shocked before a small picture. He could stand there half a day. On the contrary, the more one reach the internality of the matter, the more there are forms of impressions and more to engage in. Yes.
When does a person become a professional in subjugation?
When the society supports him. Very important. It is very important to shake themselves and every time to examine whether this is how we are acting. Yes, Mushi.
You explain what it means to look at the upper one and learn from him action. So I understand that an action is an intention. So how can a low one look at the upper one and understand his intention and learn from it?
Now, we are talking here of the spirituality and corporeality. How can we?
I'm talking about spirituality. Which intention? How can we learn the intention of the upper one?
Corporality meaning group. So we learn that each and every one need to show the others his degree of bestowal and publicize the greatness of the society, etc. This is how it is.
That is what it means to learn when I'm looking at what they're saying, doing, and I do without understanding?
Sure, yes. The friends are the upper one. Group is the Elyon, the upper one. Nevertheless, do not look at me. You won't learn from me.
About what Mark asked about the professional in subjugation, I was privileged with tens. They're world champions in subjugation. I think that my 10 is the leading 10 in the whole world. Lee,
right.
You see, I come to the morning lesson every day. We support each other all day long. Unbelievable. Now I have two states. I see my 10s as something perfect, and everyone who is not in my tents is in agony, is suffering, is a poor guy. Now, I'm in between two things. In my tent, everything is great, pure delight, and whoever is not in my tent, what do I do with him? How can I help everyone to be in the same wholeness as I am in my tent?
Usually we are not yet engaged in that, but let's see you during the Congress. Start awakening everyone. All right?
But after the Congress, and every day, all the time,
if indeed we're reaching a state when the tens are really relatively strong, then we can talk about the chibur, the connection between them. Nevertheless, that too isn't simple. The ten must maintain its character and start connecting with others so that they themselves are not disappearing. Rather, furthermore, strengthened by it because they take upon themselves further actions in bestowing upon others. We'll talk about it. For the time being, let's move to the next part.
Let's move to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite. Is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature
is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. Shamati, shamati, shamati.